Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Trump has invited congressional leaders to the White House today to talk about ways to end the partial federal government shutdown. A White House meeting earlier this week produced no agreement. The new Democratic-controlled House of Representatives last night approved a spending bill along party lines that does not include money for the president's border wall, something President Trump says any spending bill must include. Among the 101 new members of the U.S. House is Congresswoman Lori Trahan from Lowell. She told us she wants the shutdown to end quickly.
Just in Massachusetts alone, there's estimated to be over 7,500 Massachusetts federal employees that are working with no pay. So we need to reopen the government and make that our first priority of business.
President Trump this week said that the shutdown will last, quote, as long as it takes in order to get the funding he wants for his border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Are you hard and fast against the border wall?
I am. It's a waste of money. It's a campaign promise that never should have been made. There are ways to secure our borders that don't require a $5 billion structure. And I think that those are the conversations that we should be having, securing our borders in a way that doesn't cost the United States taxpayers.
Earlier this week, you wrote in the Boston Globe that you already knew what your first act as a member of Congress would be, that you're going to propose a package of government reforms. Tell us about that.
As I campaigned around the district, people had challenges about affording their prescription drugs, affording their health care, the rollbacks that we've seen with the environment. So I think the first order of business is that we get to work on restoring people's trust in government by reducing the corrosive influence of money in politics, strengthening voting rights, securing our elections, and ensuring that we have high ethical standards by the members of Congress.
It sounds like part of what you're striving for here is to try and create a better reputation for Congress with the public, which does not hold the Congress or, frankly, the media in much high esteem at all.
I believe that's true. I think this midterm election was definitely a call for more representative government, for a government that works for and by the people. And I think that's the standard we want to bring to this next Congress.
Another great frustration of the public, though, is the inaction because of a headbutting between Republicans and Democrats. How do you convince other Democrats to work across the aisle so that some of this tension can be relieved up on Capitol Hill?
I think we spend an unbelievable amount of time reacting to this administration, to this president, to his tweets. And I think that it's time for Congress to restore their role in this government as a co-equal branch of government. Those are the relationships that are happening just in my freshman class with Democrats and Republicans alike, so that we do the work that we're sent to do, to find common ground on issues that we know we've got bipartisan support.
So let me ask sort of a personal question, if I might. What are you most excited about today?
I'm excited about the moment in history. In 1918, women were given the right to vote. 100 years later, we elected a record-setting 102 women to serve in the U.S. House of Representatives. Representation matters, and that's true for women, people of color, people from all different kinds of backgrounds. I think that's what you see in this Congress is the building blocks for us to make progress on that. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to share in it with my family. I'm so thrilled that my daughters get to see it and witness it, and I'm not going to let any of them down.
Lori Trahan, newly elected U.S. Representative for the state's 3rd Congressional District, Congresswoman Trahan, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Bob.